From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. We took a little hiatus for the holiday, but Joseph Dames, our weekend meteorologist, and I are back. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. It's great to be back, too.
Yeah, you were on vacation for a while and also filling in on the evening for Natasha. She was on vacation.
That's right, yeah. This is the time of the year that we try to, you know, find some moments to get a break.
Yeah, especially with this pretty nice summer weather. Mm-hmm. And we're coming off of 4th of July weekend, and it was a pretty mild weekend. We didn't see any 80-degree weather.
Yeah.
We saw good sunshine, but yeah, we mainly stayed in the 70s, so pretty cool for the weekend.
Yeah.
And you were working too, Joseph.
Yeah, 74 degrees on Saturday for the high, and then on Sunday it was 75, so slightly warmer. But we just had the morning clouds and then afternoon sunshine. It was a really nice weekend. You know, some years, you know, we might have 80s, maybe even 90s, but this year, below average.
Yeah,
no rain either.
Yeah, no rain. And I believe our average temperatures for the 4th of July tend to hit the upper 70s. So, yeah, we were even a little cooler than that on Saturday with 74. But we're continuing this 70s trend going into this week. So July continuing to stay a little cooler than normal. And you were looking up some cool stats over the weekend on the start of our July. It has been pretty cool, and we do have a new record.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm not sure about records off the top of my mind, but like, we had our average high was just like 70.8 degrees through the 4th of July, and then after Sunday it was like 71.8. So that's pretty cool. Some of the top five coldest years where our high temperatures only topped off in the lower 70s through the whole month. The most recent one that I could think of was in 1993, where we had like an average high of like 72 degrees. So it's possible that we don't warm up much more than where we're at right now. So we'll see. And I also know that just the average temperature, when you factor in like the overnight temperature as well, was one of the coolest starts to July since 2012. So it's just been below average for the last 5 days. But we got all month, so we'll see where we wrap up. But it doesn't look like the forecast is going to change all that much, at least this week.
It doesn't. Yeah, we're going to keep a nice cool trend again, mid to upper 70s. I did see one day this week, and that was Saturday, with a high of 81 degrees. And of course, it's still Monday, so that will likely tweak a little bit moving forward. But that seemed to be our warmest day, or Thursday, even Friday afternoon, as we get a little bit more sunshine, we could see the upper 70s. But yeah, no real extreme heat on the way. We did see a couple of 90 degree days back in May. And I believe June, maybe there was a 90 degree day in June, but no 90s in the forecast, and it's going to be tough to even hit 80 degrees in our next 7 day forecast here.
Yeah, we had 66 degrees on July 1st, and then on Tuesday this week, I think I had a forecast in the upper 60s. I'm not sure if you bumped it to 70 or if it was lower 70s by now, but I did look this up. For us to see a temperature at like 65 degrees in July, it's like a 3% chance to see a high temperature at 65. So it doesn't happen very often. And it's about a 1% chance for 100 degrees. So we're like, on the other side of that, we're cooler, and sometimes, you know, it happens. It's just a small percentage. So for us to have 60s in July, it's really tough to accomplish.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are a little stooped by, you know, this cool pattern. They expect the 80s. You know, it's July, it's summertime.
Right.
And I did hear a few folks over the 4th of July weekend who weren't happy even with the 70s. You know, they wanted the 80s.
They want the heat.
They want the heat. And yeah, we didn't really get much of that. So it has been interesting. I have been seeing this trend where we get cloudy mornings and then the afternoon, those clouds kind of burn off. And I think it's really been this persistent westerly flow. Like in our upper atmosphere, the jet stream just continues to move in from the north, northwest even, and we just get these strong clouds coming off the ocean that kind of suck in the beaches and then the valley. And then by the afternoon, we start to burn off some of those clouds, so it gets partly sunny. But because of that, we're not really seeing the warm-up that we tend to get every summer. And it's just that upper-level atmospheric pattern of the jet stream being a little bit further south, and that ridge of high pressure we tend to get a little bit more offshore, and we just have not seen strong heat in that pattern.
Yeah, not at all. You know, outside of like the humdrum of the forecasts, you know, it's just kind of mundane. I do like and appreciate these days. You get a little bit of everything. You get the like gloominess of the Pacific Northwest in the morning, and then you get like the beautiful summer weather of the Pacific Northwest in the afternoon. So it's a nice compliment, but we'll see if we can change the pattern up. It seems like once we get through a Tuesday, we might start seeing a subtle change, but Tuesday we have maybe a chance for a little bit of rain.
Yeah, we are getting a little bit of a weak system that's nearby, and it does look like the front with that system will swing in maybe even late Monday, early Tuesday. So there is a chance that we see a little bit of wet weather here back in the valley, and that may be some light rain showers in Portland come Tuesday morning, and they may continue to stick around through the afternoon too. But models weren't pointing to a soaking or a washout. It's going to be very light rain and very scattered and spotty around Portland and the Portland metro area.
Right. Yeah, I had 0.05 inch. It was just like enough to get the ground a little wet. So for you folks that are watering your lawn or whatever you're doing, you might be able to have a little bit of a break, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be too much of a soaking rain on this day.
Yeah, and then we've got a little bit of high pressure. That system moves out on Wednesday, a little bit of high pressure. We're back to mostly sunny skies through Thursday and a slight warm-up. So on on Tuesday with the rain, we'll be in the 60s, the upper 60s. And then I had Wednesday, Thursday in the mid to upper 70s.
Yeah, so it does warm up. We'll see if we get there, though. I mean, if we kind of fall back into some of those morning clouds, it might be tough for us to push out of this, but I think we're due to finally start warming up. It's just inevitable. It's the summer. We'll eventually probably start seeing some 80s and maybe even some 90s in the forecast. So I actually count this to be pretty fortunate. I'm like, I'll take this for now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it.
We just have to be patient. It is inevitable.
Yeah.
It's like you can't rule out 90 degree days, even 80 degree days in the summer. So it just isn't in the forecast this week again as we head into it. And again, that's all due to just this persistent upper level trough and just this area of low pressure that is just stuck over the Pacific Northwest. So once that pattern changes, we could see some warm up.
Yeah. And, you know, there's one thing to think about, although it might be cooler, this pattern is really pretty good for us to stay away from wildfires. We do have one wildfire that was in Deschutes County, but we haven't had much so far. So if we could kind of keep this cool pattern in place, you know, where we're not seeing the thunderstorms with the lightning, I think that really helps us out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good to bring up. So this weekend, Saturday, looks like a pretty nice day. And then Sunday, I did see the return of some showers, I think by the morning time. So, yeah, this week kind of hit or miss, pretty mild in the upper 70s. And we'll get some sunny moments and then maybe some sprinkles on Tuesday. And, yeah, overall looking pretty good for outdoor activities. If you're someone who likes to go walking with the pups or even go running like myself, then we're in for a nice week for that.
Yeah, it's not too hot for that. Best day of the week to you?
You know, I'm going to go with Thursday because it'll be a couple days after we get some rain. I think we'll see enough high pressure where we may even start out a little more sunny and see a nice sunrise. We may get a little cloudy by the evening time, but much of the afternoon should be either partly sunny or mostly sunny. We'll be in the upper 70s, so my bet is Tuesday. What about you?
Okay. I was going to go with Wednesday, you know, that day in between I think that overall it's really not a bad day this week. You know, even Tuesday with a little bit of rain probably won't feel too bad either. So it's just a good week.
this week. Yep. So enjoy it. Enjoy the time outside. Enjoy these pleasant temperatures in the 70s. Can't beat that for folks who don't like the heat. And a little bit of rain come Tuesday morning and then possibly over the weekend. We'll be watching. So stay tuned. Coin will be on the air every morning and evening and, of course, online as well. You can always check out these podcasts on the go. So have a great week and we'll catch you next time.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.